From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy say they are united on a number of fronts. NPR's Scott Horsley says the U.S. proposal to overhaul its financial regulations is among them.
President Sarkozy is taking over as chairman of the G20 group of nations and says he hopes to use that platform to, quote, go even further in regulating world capitalism. President Obama is urging Congress to quickly rewrite financial rules here in the United States to prevent the kind of risky banking practices that led to the financial meltdown. Mr. Obama says he'll coordinate those new rules with Sarkozy and with other leaders.
Because we want to make sure that whatever steps we're taking, they are occurring on both sides of the Atlantic.
The two leaders also discussed trade, climate change, and Iran. Mr. Obama says he hopes to see UN sanctions imposed against Iran for its nuclear program in weeks, not months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama signed off on the final amendments to his health care overhaul bill today. The measure contains provisions to revise the student loan system. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says the billions saved will be used to make college more affordable.
North of $60 billion over the next decade to increase Pell Grants, to increase tuition tax credits, to support HBCUs and other minority-serving institutions, and to reduce loan repayments at the back end once you finish college.
Under the bill, private financial institutions could still provide non-government-backed loans to students. All colleges and universities would be required to shift to the new direct lending program by July 1st. Home prices in the United States are showing more signs of stabilizing. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that's according to the closely watched S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index.
The housing market is definitely not off to the races, but this latest round of data shows that on a seasonally adjusted basis, prices managed to inch up a bit by about 0.3% compared to the month before. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
That's the eighth month in a row that you've had very small but nonetheless persistent rises in home prices by the Case-Shiller measure. Now, when we look at this January compared to a year ago, home prices are pretty flat. The huge decline in home prices that we experienced appears finally have hit bottom.
Still, the market is pretty anemic. The pace of home sales fell a bit last month, and millions of homes are being dumped onto the market through foreclosures. And economists say that that will likely keep downward pressure on prices. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
U.S. stocks ended the day mostly flat following a slow session, responding to data showing the economy continuing to stabilize. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 11 points, closing at 10,907. The Nasdaq rose 6 points. This is NPR News. The last of the 9 people linked to a militia plotting to kill police has been arraigned in a Detroit federal court. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, he was part of a Michigan-based militia called Hutari.
Hutari is a made-up word. It comes from a secret language, and it's supposed to mean Christian warrior. And that's what members of the group said they were, warriors preparing for a battle with the Antichrist. Joshua Matthew Stone was the last of the Hutari members sought by police, and he was arrested without incident Monday night after the FBI played messages over loudspeakers urging him to surrender. The young man's father, David Stone, and 8 others allegedly wanted to kill an unidentified law enforcement officer and then use improvised explosive devices to slaughter anyone who showed up for his funeral. The idea was to spark an anti-government backlash. The younger Stone is being held without bond on sedition and weapons charges. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Officials throughout the Northeast are bracing for flooding after days of heavy rain. Rivers from Maine to the New York area are expected to crest Wednesday or Thursday. As much as 10 inches of rain fell on the region only a couple of weeks ago. The East Los Angeles teacher who inspired the 1988 film Stand and Deliver has died. Jaime Escalante was 79. The Bolivian native became famous for inspiring underprivileged students at Garfield High School to master advanced math and science courses. Escalante's students were forced to retake a calculus test in 1982 because school officials doubted that inner-city students were capable of achieving on that level. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.